This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 14 for Wednesday, August 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Wednesday, getting spillover support from good gains in comparable edible oils and improvement in crush margins. However, increases in canola are pulling back from earlier highs. The November contract rises $10.70 at $889 per ton. The January contract gains $13.20 at $877.60 per ton. There's upticks in Chicago soy oil and soybeans. Additional support is coming from gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, Chicago soy meal steps back. Ice canola crush margins are up $9 to $10 per ton from yesterday's historic lows. That improvement is also leading to increased trading volumes in the canola market. The prairies are forecast to be hot and dry through the coming weekend. However, temperatures are to slip back to about normal next week. Manitoba reports about 5% of all its crops have been combined as of August 9th. Canola rates 36% good to excellent. Recent rains are to benefit late planted crops. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 79.97 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 79.74. Canadian Michael Spavor has been sentenced to 11 years in prison by a Chinese court on Wednesday. Spavor, along with Michael Kovrig, were detained by Chinese authorities shortly after Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou was arrested by Canadian authorities at the request of the United States. The two Michaels were charged with espionage. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports another private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year. The USDA is set to issue its monthly supply and demand estimates on Thursday. Average trade predictions peg soybean production at 4.38 billion bushels, with corn at 15 billion bushels and total wheat at 1.72 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract is up 3 cents at $13.40 per bushel. September soy oil gains 1.03 cents at 62.22 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal drops back $3.60 at $353.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday. The December contract rises 6 cents at $5.59 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down a penny at $4.57. Wheat futures are steady to lower on Wednesday. Chicago September is unchanged at $7.27. Kansas City September slips 4 cents at $7.10. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down a nickel at $9.10.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 11th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.